When someone sends me information about making money, saving money, generating money, not that I'm single-minded, but come on, we're all looking at this right now. Back to what I was saying. When technology helps me do my job better and more efficient, I'm all ears. That's what I'm talking about. Now, check this out, y'all. Zoetis released new genetic testing and decision-making tools designed specifically for commercial cow-calf operations, and it's called Inherit Select. It's a genomic test offering genomic expected progeny differences, providing commercial cow-calf producers with genetic insights to make critical replacement female selections and breeding decisions, okay? Dr. Jason Osterstock, Vice President and Head of Global Genetics for Zoetis, joins me now from his office in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Dr. Jason, thanks for being on the show. Tell me all about it. Tell me about Inherit Select.
We think it's a really powerful tool for commercial cattle producers to help ensure that they get the most out of the cattle that they're putting into the pasture and putting to work, and the calves that they're selling into the market. It's a genetic test that's designed for use in replacement females and provides genetic predictions for 16 different traits that are economically important to cow-calf production, as well as some economic indexes that help describe the differences in the value, the total value of those females on a genetic basis. It also helps us look at parentage conformation, which is important in understanding, you know, how good a job is our bull battery doing at producing quality females, as well as informing any mating decisions that we might need to make as we breed those heifers up to avoid inbreeding. And finally, it also provides estimates of breed composition, which for those producers that are leveraging crossbreeding programs becomes an important part of the strategy. So as we look at cow-calf production today and some of the challenges that we're faced with, I think, you know, the bottom line is if we're going to invest our resources, be it the land that we have, the time that we have, the feed that we have, into replacement females, we need to be sure that she's well positioned to be a profitable member of the herd in the long term. And when times are tough, it's those profitable cows that make the difference. And so this is a tool that really helps producers identify those females at a very young age that are going to truly have the lifetime potential to be a positive contributor to the herd success.
For me anyways, Dr. Jason, looking at this and understanding genomics from a seed stock perspective, I can understand them, and I use them all the time in selecting my next herd sire purchases or the AI bulls that I'm doing. However, but when we look at this from on the commercial side, on a crossbred female side, sometimes I got to scratch my head and I can say, how accurate can we get with this information? Because I have a crossbred female where maybe I don't have any information about her dam because her dam was maybe just a commercial female, meaning maybe there wasn't a lot of data, at least on half of the side of the parental equation.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And it really also illustrates the opportunity here, right? Because in many of these commercial females, we don't necessarily have a lot of other information other than maybe what did she weigh and what does she look like?
Sure.
And that really doesn't tell us long-term what's she going to be like at the cow. And so as we look at tools like genetic tests for use in commercial cow-calf operation, the key is identifying a test that has a robust reference population. So where the predictions and our understanding of how herd DNA composition translates into lifetime performance, so we can have confidence behind that data. And with Inherit Select, the real key is we've got over 1.2, nearly 1.3 million animals in the genetic evaluation. We need to make sure that we're using best-in-class methodologies for analyzing that data. And Inherit Select uses a single-step genetic evaluation that would represent kind of the industry standard today. And I think combined, that good reference population, good methodology, provides us then a lot of confidence in our ability to accurately predict future performance.
Okay, so let's talk about that predict future performance, and then let's talk about the past too. Here's where I'm going with this. I'm reading your press release here, and it says, Heifers can be tested at weaning or at any time when a tissue sample is collected. So my first question is, I'm going to say, what kind of tissue sample do we need? And then the next question is going to be, so if I'm understanding correctly, my calves that were born, are being born right now, come fall, when I think about weaning those calves, at that time, will I take the tissue sample from those heifers, send it into Zoetis, and I'll start gathering some information and some data? And will that information, I understand that there is giving us some predictions in the future, but will it also back up and say, well, this is what mom did? Because there again, as a previous question, I said on the other side of the parental equation.
The way it'll work is that the producer will collect the sample. So you'll collect that sample. We use All-Flex Tissue Sampling Units, or TSU, mm-hmm. okay. which we find to be a very convenient way to collect the tissue sample. It just takes a little hole punch from the animal's ear and preserves that in a tube that, from a laboratory perspective, provides really high-quality DNA, and it's going to get us good test performance. So when we collect that sample, it's really up to the producer. And what I generally recommend is to say, when is a convenient time to collect the information that's going to be well in advance of when you want to make a decision? So let's talk about that scenario you laid out there. Mm-hmm. You've got calves born this spring. You're going to be weaning them this fall. And let's say you're going to keep some subset of those heifers back as replacement females. So what we might choose to do is maybe at branding time or preconditioning time, we would, as we're pulling those calves through the chute, doing vaccination programs, capturing weight, collect the sample at that time. And then about 3 to 4 weeks later, we're going to have the results in our hands. And those results will be individual animal predictions for all of the different traits and those indexes. Armed with that information now, when it comes time, you know, those calves are weaned, we can already have that information in our hands and look and say, all right, I know that this female is really strong for these traits that are important to me, or this group of females fits the profile of where I want to go. I now look at them at weaning and say, okay, based on phenotype, here's what I see. Here's a few that I don't like as well, and I'm not going to consider to keep them as replacement candidates. And we pull that information together and can execute that decision there. And I guess what I would typically recommend is that, you know, there's some sort of staging to this process, right? We want to take those females that match what we see on paper in terms of their genetic composition on the inside, those heifers that match us on the phenotype side, what we see on the outside, and then that's the list that we retain. The balance will go into feeder production or what have you, and that's how we make those replacement heifer decisions.
Now, what is the cost to do this particular program?
So the cost of Inherit Select is $28 per test. And then there are some other options available to be added on. So, for example, if you wanted to do BVD testing to screen for persistently infected animals as part of your bovine viral diarrhea virus package, we can actually run that test on the same sample. And so one sample, send it to the lab, get both tests run. For producers that are leveraging genetics from the Leachman Cattle of Colorado Dollar Profit Program, we have an option to add on predictions that for Dollar Ranch and Dollar Profit, so that as you make your selection decisions in your heifers, it's based on very basically the same indexes that you're using to choose bulls. So that's available as an optional add-on. For those producers that might be operating cattle at higher altitude and have some concern around sensitivity to high mountain disease and wanting to understand pulmonary arterial pressure EPD,
yes,
again, another option that they can add on. So the base test is $28, and then a number of other tests and traits that can be added on an optional basis.
So kind of an a la carte that we can design for our program, given our goals, and then also given, realistically, our geographic location.
Exactly. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to consider. We talked about high altitude. We talked about BVD programs. You know, it's also going to influence, you know, what indexes you use. If you retain ownership, you're going to need to make sure that you're using indexes that help us understand terminal performance traits. If you're in places where perhaps forage resources are more limited, you might need to be more mindful of growth and efficiency. And so that's where, you know, for each individual producer, having their strategy in place and then leveraging the tool and the traits to help make sure that you create a selection program and ultimately create a replacement female that fits your particular operations needs.
Dr. Jason Osterstock with Zoetis and Inherit Select. For more information on Inherit Select, head to the website inheritprogress.com. Now, next week, Dr. Jason will be back, and we are having a very candid cowman-to-cowman discussion and conversation about genetics and genetic selection of those commercial females. Very interesting. So hang tight, crew. We'll be right back. Cow herd nutrition is 365 days a year, so to improve their fertility, immunity, and performance, use real amino acid chelates by Tracer Minerals. With Tracer, you set the mineral out directly for your animals, mix it in your ration, or add it to your water tanks. Products can be ordered through the website or called in. Ensure your animals are able to reach their genetic potential and perform at their utmost best with real amino acid chelates by Tracer Minerals. Visit them today at TracerMinerals.com or call 620-865-2041.